Right now with us is Patrick Buchan. He is now the former State Fair manager with the Illinois State Fair. A resignation letter was submitted on Thursday. Patrick, it's good to talk with you today, and I'm glad you took some time to visit with us.
Thank you, Steve. It's been difficult, but it is what it is. And let me just clarify something. Yes, I submitted a resignation after the way they treated Director Nelson and forced his resignation. But I learned shortly after I submitted that, I guess I beat him to the punch, that Alec Messina, who's one of the politicos, I refer to him downtown, told the Chief of Staff of Agriculture that I was next, whatever that meant. So anyway, I guess I beat him to the punch.
Well, what can you tell us about the way you see things that happened then initially between the administration of Governor Bruce Rauner and Director Nelson?
I don't know. It's a great question. I think that's one of the things where I'm still dismayed and disheartened over is that 2 weeks ago at Farm Progress, Governor Rauner told Nelson, he says, "You're doing a great job." Bruce Rauner was out at the Illinois State Fair and the DuQuoin State Fair, and I had an opportunity to be with him several occasions, and he too said, "Patrick, we appreciate what you do. God bless you. You're doing a great job." And then 2 days ago, we found out that they were out to fire both of us. So I don't know. It's really perplexing. I guess what I've learned from this experience, that in the state of Illinois, you start work, you work 16, 17-hour days, you do what you think is correct, you do what is right, you don't fudge on numbers, you tell the truth on numbers, and you'll get fired.
Do you think that some of this is related to the way that you released attendance numbers for this year's state fair when they came back about half of what was reported for last year?
You know what? I hope not. I hope the people downtown are smart enough to know that, you know, why wouldn't I want to report that we had a million people? Why wouldn't I want to report that we had 800,000 people? You know, it's as if I'd want to sabotage all the hard work and all the dedicated people out here and everything like that. I don't know. I don't know what their problem was. I know they beat up our information officer pretty bad over an ag, and all we did is report the figures. Here's what astounds me. If that's what it is, Steve, you know what? Shame on those idiots. And here's why. Cars parked in 14 versus 15, we were up. The carnival percentage that we get was up. The percent of concessions, and, you know, you can FOIA all these numbers. Don't take my word for it. FOIA them, and they'll tell you. The percent we get for concessions went from 33,000 to 48,000 this year. The grandstand, the dollar amount changes, but the number of tickets are pretty consistent. Last year, we sold 48,416 tickets to the grandstands. This year, 50,849. And probably the most telling element of all the fair and what our attendance was, since 2002, there's only been 2 years that our gross revenues have exceeded $6 million, in 2013 and again this year in 2015. I will make the argument that we were up in attendance in 15 over 14. We had 411,523 or something to that effect. They said they had over 800,000. I told my director of agriculture over a month ago, we were sitting talking about the fair, and he goes, "Where do you think our fair attendance is going to be?" And I said, "Director Nelson, I have dug into the financials. All you got to do is follow the money." I said, "If we get to 450,000, I'll buy you a steak dinner." All you got to do is follow the money, Steve. This fair, and more importantly, Jim Callers, great exhibitor. He and his family have been here 70 years. So I sit down with him after we come up with our numbers, and he said, "Sounds about right to me. This fair has always been probably between 400 and 600,000. And those guys know, you know, a vendor like that's been here 70 years. You're not going to fool them with false numbers. They were fabricated numbers. I don't know how to put it any plainer than that. And again, all you have to do as a reporter is go in and FOIA the financial. You take a look at the numbers and you tell me where my 411,000 is off. And I'll show you all over the place where their 800,000 didn't make any sense at all. So if that's what the boys downtown are upset about, what do they want us to do, lie?
Patrick, how long was the relationship seemingly bad between where you were at the state fairgrounds and the Department of Agriculture in downtown?
You know what? Good question. I can share this. Back in early July, we had selected our grand marshal for the parade, and we selected a family that exemplifies our logo, our theme, which was growing Illinois. We selected a family that was obviously Illinois-born, raised and bred. They were one of the true success stories in Illinois when it comes to agriculture, the Brandt family, Evelyn and Glenn Brandt. And we sent this downtown, and Alec Messina, a week or two, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later when we didn't hear from him, came out and sat down. He says, well, we're going to select this person as our grand marshal. And I said to him at the time, I said, that's a terrible decision. It doesn't support agriculture. It doesn't support the fair. And why would you deny this wonderful family this opportunity? Didn't have an answer. And I sent an email afterwards after I thought about it. I sent an email afterwards, and I told them downtown. I said, that's a terrible decision. You do not support agriculture. It doesn't support the fair. How did you arrive at this conclusion? That same week, the governor was out to Farmers Market, had a chance to spend a few minutes with him. And I said to him, he says, Patrick, how's it going? I said, Governor, we had a bad week. A decision downtown was made that was harmful to the fair, wasn't supportive of fair or agriculture. He said, what is that? And I told him the story about, Alec Messina selecting someone else to be the grand marshal that didn't fit our theme, didn't fit our mission or anything. And he said, well, were you consulted on that decision? I said, no, not at all. He said, who made that decision? I said, Governor, that's a good question. You tell me. He was totally taken back by it. And I tell you that for this reason. Most of this stuff that we've gone through, the harness racing is another good example. We took a look at all the finances on the harness racing. For us to have pari-mutuel harness racing at the Illinois State Fair, we had to come up with about $200,000 to pay a racetrack in Chicago, Maywood and Balmoral. They're both owned by the same outfit, approximately $200,000 to come in and set up pari-mutuel so the few people that did attend the races could bet. That trickle-down effect put about $36,000 into harness racing, the boys out feeding the horses and training the horses and the people who won. So we invested $200,000, got $36,000 back. I sent down a proposal to Linda Lingle, the COO of the state, and said, look, just want you aware, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take that same $200,000. We're going to put $140,000 or $50,000 into the races. We won't have pari-mutuel, and that may affect 1,000 people at most. And we're going to put that other $60,000 from the $200,000 into improving the facilities. If you look at the backside of the fairgrounds, we got buildings back there that are just crumbling. They're old. They're nothing but rat traps. I said $60,000, we could have two or three of those old barns torn down and removed. And here's a former governor of Hawaii, COO of the state of Illinois, and she said, no, you're going to have pari-mutuel. This lady's never been to a harness race in her life. And I knew then, I said, man, what's that all about? Never got an answer. Again, I sent an email, said, that's a terrible decision. You're not supporting the fairs, and you're not supporting harness racing, which is a very integral part of agriculture in the state of Illinois. Didn't care. Wouldn't change her mind. So we had pari-mutuel, and it cost us $100,000 here in Illinois and $95,000 into coin, and it generated about $39,000 trickle-down effect to the whole races when we wanted to put $150,000 into harness racing. Why was that decision made? I have no idea. Again, back to Alec Messina, who's our ag liaison, I get an email. I denied. One of the things I really noticed here, Steve, the cronyism was just terrible. We tried very hard to stop some of it. Free passes that made no sense. I get a request from DNR, Department of Natural Resources, for 3 media passes. I denied it. There's nobody over there in media. I get a call from Alec Messina, said, yeah, you need to go ahead and do this. And I got an email from him. And I said, Steve, why would I do that? There's nobody in media. A media pass is, as you well know, because you're in media, mm-hmm. is kind of an all-access pass. Why would we do that? DNR can go anywhere they want with their badges, except for maybe the grandstand area and some things like that. So again, I was ordered to do some things that made no sense for the fair, made no sense for agriculture, and yet downtown was telling us what to do and how to do it when we were trying to, you know, to bring the fair into a more positive light and bring the fair into more financially sound position. You know, before I started, downtown, the Politicos put a person into the state fair office staff as the assistant fair manager. Now, she doesn't have any fair experience, no management experience, can't read a P&L, making $90,000+ a year. And I thought, well, if I've got her, I'll try to utilize her. I gave her some responsibilities and sponsorship. She generated nothing. I told her to try to bring in some people during the fair. The best time to sell the fair is during the fair. And she did nothing. She kind of got the word that I was after her because she wasn't accomplishing anything. There was no value she was bringing to the table at all. So she fabricated a lie one time and told the downtown, and Linda Lingle, the COO of the state, bought into it and said that I had berated her in front of the entire staff, which was a total lie. I've got a witness. There was one other person in the room when I got mad at her, and the reason I got mad at her is because she lied to me about one of the other employees. After that, I told her she was in charge of this Judy Bar Topinka street dedication because she used to work down in the controller's office. And I told her, I said, you know what? The street is right across the street from our ag tent where we've already had expenditures and putting up a stage, have a PA system, a podium, a backdrop. I said, let's do it in there. No, we want to do it out on the street. I got the director of agriculture involved, and I said, you know what? You need to help me tell this Politico that we need to do it in the ag thing to avoid that. It wasn't a great expense, probably a couple $1,000s up and down. But, again, she denied us that. And then she said when I got forceful with her and I said, you know, yeah, you need to do this, she called downtown again and said that I had threatened her job if she didn't move into the ag tent. Well, I've got a witness for it. So, that was a fabricated lie. And the third lie right after the fair is I met with we've got an older gentleman in our non-fair that's close to retirement, and he was having a sandwich in his car, and I stopped and I talked to him a little bit about his retirement and what he wants to do and so forth and so on. And she called downtown primarily. I don't know if she spoke with Linda Lingle, but it got back to Linda Lingle that I had strong-armed this guy to retire. Couldn't be anything further from the truth. Well, you know, and so I go to the director of agriculture, and I said, you know what, we got to get rid of this person. She brings no value to the fair. She's fabricating lies because she wants to be the fair manager, and she didn't have any more experience than the man in the moon. And, you know, downtown didn't like that because they're one of theirs. You know, she's a Politico like they are. So I don't know. You know, little hints all the way along the way. I told Director Nelson on Thursday night, I sent him an email and I said, look, I'm done. If they fire you, I'm going to follow you right out the door. And sure enough, Friday morning, he was called downtown and they forced him. He didn't want to resign. I don't want to resign. But they forced his resignation or said, you're going to get fired. So I followed suit with my resignation. I'm only here because of Philip Nelson. He fought for me. Mike Z, the chief of staff, and David Wu, the political whatever he is downtown, they didn't want me. They had political people in mind to put in the state fair. And Philip kept fighting for me and said, no, I want somebody with fair experience, and I want somebody who has an ag background. And he fought hard for me for a month. They kept throwing people at him. You got to interview this person. You got to interview that person. And he did. He was gracious enough to interview these people, but they didn't have any fair experience, and they didn't have any ag background. And he came back to him again. Well, we've learned that, you know, if you don't fall lock, stock, and in line with what they want, they fire you. So I don't know. Very bewildering. You know, every time I saw the governor, Patrick, you're doing a great job. Then I turn around Friday after Nelson was let go, that Alec Messina told the chief of staff in agriculture that Buchan's next, whatever that means.
Patrick, your tenure at Indiana was just a year. Your tenure here is going to be a year when it comes to running these big state fairs. You're just not cut out for the work? Is political stuff not connect well with you? Is there something there?
Here's what I want. Indiana, the governor changed.
Mm.
So I got caught up in a political change. I came in under a Republican administration in that November, went through the 88 fair, was putting together the 89 fair, and a new governor came in, and he was very gracious. Evan Bayh said, "Patrick, is anything you haven't done or have done or whatever?" He says, "I just got a lot of political favors." So that was I'd still be there if it wasn't for the political change, or as long as I could stand to be there if it, due to the political change.
Is that the hardest thing then to deal with, is the political nature of this job for you, or the thing that you just maybe ultimately couldn't deal with?
I was still dealing with it, Steve. Hmm. They were going to fire me. I beat them to the punch by resigning. Philip Nelson should have never been fired. I should have maybe been fired because I told them they were barking up the wrong tree downtown. I told them they made bad decisions downtown. To my knowledge, Philip Nelson never told them that. So, the political thing, it is what it is. I can tolerate the political thing. I can't tolerate the cronyism. I can't tolerate the lying. I can't tolerate the fact that when we did release honest attendance figures, that, they berated the information officer in the Department of Agriculture. You're right. I don't tolerate that stuff very well. I want to do what's right. I want to do what's fair. And sometimes that isn't what politics wants to do.
Patrick, you said a few times when we would speak and at the 100-day kickoff and everything else that this was pretty much a dream job for you, being an Illinois farm boy who grew up and the family had the Grand Champion steer. Clearly, you didn't anticipate it ending this way now that it has, and you start to pack up the house. Where are some of your other thoughts about what's next?
Well, we're heartbroken. We're sick. I know we made great strides for agriculture. If you could see some of the Facebook posts, if you could see some of the texts that I've received, the ag community is absolutely sick for Director Nelson and for myself and for themselves. One lady wrote that she's been coming to the state fair for 10 years with her son. Every year it had deteriorated. No one was out here fighting for the state fair. Managers are not ag background. They're not fair background. The very first weekend on the fair, I walked over to one of our large, very, very nice quality antique show, went in and introduced myself, and the gentleman said, "Wow, I've been here 11 years, and the manager has never come in to say thank you or kiss my fanny or anything else." So I know we were doing the right things. I know we were on the right steps. We had made great, don't take my word for it. Ask the ag community what they thought of Philip Nelson and Patrick Buchan's short tenure here. They saw what we were capable of doing, and then had we not been fired, we'd have stayed here and made things even better for the Illinois State Fair and for agriculture in the state. Again, you got politicos downtown that don't understand agriculture. This bull crap with their friends of agriculture is just not true, as they demonstrated with their actions. And politics are what they are, but cronyism and lying is totally different.
As the department starts to move forward here, Patrick, do you have confidence now in Warren Gosch, who's been appointed the acting director in place of Philip Nelson as he transitions away from the department?
Well, no. No, Philip understands the agricultural issues. Warren's a very nice gentleman. He's a bureaucrat, been in there 30-some years. I'm not sure he understands the full scope of agriculture. He's not a friend of the fair, as near as I can tell. And he's just acting. They're going to bring in somebody else. Here's a question you need to ask. Will they bring in my replacement? Will they bring in someone who has any knowledge of agriculture? Will they bring in someone who has any knowledge of the fair business? Well, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see if it's that person or if it's somebody totally political.
What's next for you, Patrick?
I don't know. Good question. Haven't thought about it. Downtown called and wanted us out of the house right away, so we're trying to get were trying to get packed up and out of the house. There, I don't know what they're concerned about, but we told them we'd get out just as soon as we possibly could.